Thank you, Karen. What a lovely story. And now we will go back to the news.
Our fourth group of stories is all about community. We start with a plea for more foster carers. Then some great stories about people doing good things for the community. A pay what you can charity shop and a choir that grew in lockdown. We feel we need to do our community duty by also telling you about Anton Dubek's visit to Norwich in a couple of weeks. And we finish on a celebration as we reveal Teemu Pukki has become Finland's all-time top scorer. There ain't no party like a Pukki party. Jane starts us off by asking, could you foster?
A plea has been made for more people to come forward as foster carers in Norfolk, to offer loving homes to some of the county's most vulnerable children. And Norfolk County Council is particularly keen to recruit more foster carers to take care of children aged 8 and above, and especially teenagers. The council says the coronavirus pandemic has hit their targets to recruit more foster carers. More than 40 fostering households were registered in 2021. But the council also lost a similar number. With COVID-19 playing what council bosses described as a significant role in foster carers deciding to retire. But the council has set a target to recruit 64 more foster carers, 21-22.
It's not often shops see customers bartering the prices up, but this is the case for one site in the city centre doing vital work. People pay only what they can afford or what they feel an item is worth at the St Martin's Donation Station charity shop in Magdalen Street. It's had people in tears of gratitude after not being able to afford basic items of clothing from their shops. It's believed the social enterprise, which raises money for St Martin's homeless charity, is the first in the country to run on such a model, where some pay as little as 10 pence for an item. Nikki King, head of life skills and social development for St Martin's, said, "On our first day, we had a woman in tears because she could buy coats for her family with £1. It's amazing. We're one of the rare shops where people barter upwards." Austin Javier, 25, from New York, who's working in Norwich as a contractor, was taken aback by the unusual payment method. He went on, "I think it's great. It's a change of pace." Jess Mackinder, 28, a carer and cleaner, said, "There are people in poverty, and something like this is really refreshing. The shop is open Tuesday to Saturday between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon and accepts items that are clean and in good condition."
The talents of 130 people brought together virtually from across the world in lockdown by two Norwich musicians will be showcased at a city premiere. The Distance Between Us, a 35-minute long film featuring 10 songs, poetry and movement, was the brainchild of Sean Cruse and Jonathan Baker, who started the Voice Project in 2008. Before lockdown, the open access choir rehearsed in the city, took on annual artistic projects and put on regular performances across Norfolk. But after COVID restrictions, the choir had to think differently. And though through rehearsing online in the autumn and winter months of 2020, as well as sending in artistic films, The Distance Between Us was born. Miss Cruse, 57, a singer, composer and performance maker, described going into lockdown as the great unknown. She said, "We thought we could create a collective diary showing how we spent that time. It shows the contrast of isolation and keeping the choir going. We could bring people together from all over the world. Choir members included people from across Norfolk and Suffolk, Brighton, Ireland, Spain, and even three sisters from Devon, Richmond in Virginia, and Cape Town. Not only did the project allow people to learn new technological skills, but the Miss Crew said the choir became a lifeline. Singing gives you a break from what you are feeling anxious about. Ruth Catra from St George's Street, Norwich, who has been in the Voice Project for 7 years, said, "The project gave me focus. My husband died last year and I was in a dark place. The virtual choir was like being able to see my friends. It helped me no end." The film is being shown at Norwich Arts Centre on October the 27th at 6 p.m, 7:15 p.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Anton Dubek is coming to Norwich on his next book tour. The Strictly Come Dancing star will be at Jarrell's promoting his new book, We'll Meet Again. The book is the fourth instalment to Mr. Dubek's acclaimed Buckingham series, which includes One Enchanted Evening, Moonlight Over Mayfair, and A Christmas to Remember. In conversation with Anton Dubek, we'll include an audience Q&A, as well as the chance to meet the Strictly star and have your book signed. The event is on Wednesday, November the 17th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m, and will go ahead dependent on COVID measures. There are both single tickets and couples tickets available, with single tickets being £24 with one book, and couples being £27 with one book. Mr. Dubek has recently swapped the dance floor for the judging panel on Strictly Come Dancing, replacing Bruno Tonioli. Tickets are available on the Gerald website.
Teemu Pukki has broken Jari Litmanen's record to become Finland's all-time record goalscorer after netting a brace in their World Cup qualifier against Kazakhstan. City striker sat on 31 goals heading into the match on Tuesday the 12th of October, but a quickfire brace has seen him leapfrog the ex-Liverpool and Barcelona forward to cement his place in the history books. Pukki has broken Litmanen's record in fewer matches and is two games from reaching his international century. Since signing for Norwich in the summer of 2018, the striker has scored 90 goals in 168 matches for both club and country. That statistic merely emphasises his importance for City and Finland, where he is considered a superstar. 11 Norwich City players were in action on Tuesday evening, the 12th of October, including Scottish Grant Hanley and Billy Gilmore, who started during their dramatic 1-0 victory against the Faroe Islands. Gilmore once again caught the eye in midfield, and his pass led to the late winner, which saw John McGinn's cross bundled into the net by Lyndon Dykes. Milo Rashica started for Kosovo during their 2-1 defeat with Georgia and won his side a penalty on the cusp of half-time after being fouled by Kvincha Kvratskila in that area. Dimitris Janoulis started for Greece in their defeat to Sweden as the pressure mounts on coach John van Chip. City's defender played 85 minutes of the fixture at left wing before being withdrawn late on. Winger Christos Tsoulis featured for the final 20 minutes but was unable to impact the result, with Greece's chance of qualification looking slimmer by the game.